Hello, your mob. This is a message from the mob called the CSIRO. We're scientists. Today we're going to talk about gas here in the Northern Territory and that thing called fracking. We'll talk about what things can happen when fracking is done. This message is about shale gas, which is a type of natural gas. Shale gas has a lot of gas in it named methane gas. It is deep underground, about 1.5 kilometres, maybe more. It is inside a rock named shale. That shale rock lays wide and flat, one on top of the other. These are called layers, like pages in a book. How does the gas drilling mob get shale gas out of that rock? The gas drilling mob drill wells deep into the ground, 1.5 kilometres or maybe 2 kilometres, maybe 3 kilometres, very deep underground. They keep on drilling and drilling down through that shale rock, through those rock layers. They drill down past groundwater, which is only a short distance underground. How do gas drilling mob protect that groundwater so it's still good for drinking? They put cement and steel tubes inside the bore pipe. That way, the shale gas stays inside the well, not escaping into the groundwater. When the gas drilling mob drill that bore deep down underground, they turn it and keep on drilling sideways. This way, they can get more and more of that shale gas. When they drill sideways like that, then there'll be fewer bores on country. In order to get more and more of that shale gas, the gas drilling mob put other things down into the bore through those pipes. They put water down through the pipe, some chemicals, and sand too. They squeeze or push those things down through the bore deep underground. This is called high pressure, like when you put air into a tire and you make it hard. In this way, they make lots of little cracks in that shale rock. This is called hydraulic fracturing when they crack that shale rock like that. Another name for this is fracking. That is how they get shale gas out of those bores. When that gas drilling mob do fracking like that, they put 1 litre of chemicals into 99 litres of water and they mix it up. They do this many times. They also mix up sand with that water and chemicals. When they push all of that water deep down through the bores, the sand goes into all of those little cracks and keeps them open, keeps them from closing up. That way, the shale gas flows easily up and out of the bores, not getting blocked up. Those chemicals kill the bacteria that is in that water. And those chemicals also melt some other rock-like things they call minerals. That's how the shale gas flows easily upwards through the bores. All of that shale gas, the water and the chemicals, the gas drilling mob bring it all back up through the bores. That shale gas that comes up from deep underground, what do gas drilling mob do with it? Well, first, the gas drilling mob put that shale gas into big tanks, trucks, pipes and ships. They take it all over Australia and all over the world too. People heat their homes with that shale gas. Business mob also use that shale gas to make lots of things. That water that comes back up out of all those bores, those gas drilling mob make that water good again. Those workers can use that water again when they do fracking. There are rules from the NT government that say what that gas drilling mob can do and cannot do with that fracking water. When the gas drilling mob use fracking to get natural gas from that shale rock, this could harm country and make the air or water or plants or animals no good. To stop that from happening, the NT government has written lots of rules and laws for the gas drilling mob to follow. Not just the gas drilling mob use water when they do fracking. The business mob uses water to make things too. Everyone must follow those rules and laws. So when the gas drilling mob do fracking to get that shale gas, how much water do they use? Well, for each bore they drill, they use a lot of water, like the water that might be in 8 big swimming pools, like those pools that are on communities. When they are fracking, if water and chemicals spill out onto the ground, or if a lot of gas escapes into the air, then the gas drilling mob must fix that problem. Also, that gas called methane gas, it might come out of those fracking bores and escape into the air. Methane gas is a greenhouse gas like carbon dioxide. It can make the earth get too warm. This is what they call climate change. So, to stop all these bad things from happening, the gas drilling mob must fix whatever is broken in that bore. They must keep gas and water and chemicals safe so it does not damage country. The CSIRO mob are working hard to keep country good. We are trying to learn about what might happen in the NT if the gas drilling mob start to get natural shale gas from deep underground. The CSIRO mob will keep on examining and measuring groundwater and methane gas and other things to help protect country. That way, country will stay good and people on all the communities will keep on living well, not being harmed. Thank you for listening. We will tell you more about this later.